This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, friends, welcome tonight. It's going to be a busy and fun night. Did you know there's the attack of racist robots, supposedly? We will delve into whether or not CNN's full of baloney on that. And then tonight in the Ladies' Lounge, Ruthie Kraft, singer-songwriter, joins us for the first time. She's got some new music out. It's going to be a busy, fun night. We were going to have all kinds of fun with the robot story. And, of course, we cover breaking news on this show when... it is necessary, and of course tonight it is. So we will begin the evening tonight covering and getting you the best information we can and up to speed on exactly what's going on in Texas, in El Paso, as the details continue to come in tonight. Welcome aboard, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. So glad to have you with us. Very, very thankful that on these Saturday evenings we can give you the information as it develops on big stories that are important and stories that people are talking about. And, of course, today it didn't get any bigger than a guy walking into a mall, a Walmart, and opening fire. They say that as many as 3,000 people were inside when it took place, and in fact the consequences could have been far worse, but sadly 20 people lost their lives. Another 26 have been hospitalized and are fighting for life. Some of the headlines from some of the news agencies: multiple people killed in El Paso, said CNN. Of course, Drudge Report has had the details all day. The Fox headline: at least 15 dead in mass shooting. A 21-year-old suspect was arrested. And as we were getting ready to go on the air tonight, I was doing the latest due diligence on the story and trying to figure out exactly what it was that that we knew about this guy. And I want to be cautious about a couple of things. There's been wide reports today all day long that there were multiple shooters, that there were others, that they're looking for someone else. That may or may not be true, so I'm not going to act as though it is true tonight. There's also a lot of reports tonight that say that this particular suspect has published a manifesto on 8chan, which is, of course, the conspiracy back channel, black web place where people hang out that, you know, have conspiracy theories about everything. Again, we cannot confirm that. There was some sort of manifesto posted. They do seem to correlate some details to the Walmart incident in El Paso. It is not clear if that was posted before or after. It is not clear if it was posted by the suspect that has been charged or has been taken into custody. I'm sure if he's not been charged yet, he will be shortly. They got some pretty decent evidence. Put that Drudge Report back up on the screen, Nick, for us. The clear shot of the security cameras in Walmart pretty much was able to get this guy. And here's the interesting thing. If it's the man that they, or the young man that they've taken into custody, he's 21 years old and he's from Dallas, which is a 9-hour car drive to the east from El Paso. So the why he picked El Paso, why he went there to do this, if it is related to what's written in the manifesto, there may be some inclination there that this is in response to what he called a Hispanic invasion, if he's the author of the manifesto. But again, because we don't have confirmation, we've had no news outlets that have confirmed that the manifesto was written by him as of this moment. I'm hesitant to attribute the manifesto to him. I just want to make sure that we are right on that. But of course, here's what is going. Well, I don't want to jump to the conclusion just just yet. Let me give you a taste of what happened this afternoon. Governor Greg Abbott and other Texas news personalities, important people, figureheads across the state, got together and got a press conference that happened, kind of an end-of-the-day press conference, not long before we went on the air tonight. And here's a little bit of what the governor had to say.
Thank you all for joining with us here today. My name is Greg Abbott. I'm the governor of Texas, and I want to let you know Texas grieves for the people of El Paso today. On a day that would have been a normal day for someone to leisurely go shopping, turned into one of the most deadly days in the history of Texas. Lives were taken who should still be with us today. 20 innocent people from El Paso have lost their lives, and more than 24 more are injured. We, as a state, unite in support of these victims and their family members. We want to do all we can to help them, to assist them. We pray that God can be with those who've been harmed in any way and bind up their wounds. We want to express incredible gratitude for all the law enforcement and the swift response that they took to minimize the loss of life by directly confronting the shooter, getting him to disarm himself, and be able to arrest him. We could not have done this without the effective law enforcement activities of the El Paso Police Department, by the Texas Rangers, by state, federal, and local law enforcement working collaboratively the way law enforcement does work, making sure that swift justice would be achieved. I want the city of El Paso to know, and the El Paso Police Department, and everybody in this entire community know that the state.
All right, so there's just a little taste of what Governor Abbott said to the state of Texas, and by extension to the nation tonight when they held their press conference. My number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm interested, particularly if you live in Texas. I know that we've got a lot of viewers on Biz TV in the Houston and the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I believe that we have some additional affiliates, not just radio-wise, but also some additional television affiliates out there as well. But across the country, I'm curious, because this follows on the heels of a couple of weeks of, last week there was the shooting in California and there was the shooting in Brooklyn. There were 11 and 13 victims each in those two scenarios. There's 20 fatalities here, 46 total victims when you consider injuries and deaths. There's a lot of the presidential candidates are already saying that, of course, we've got to do something about this. I'm open to anything that will solve the problem. I genuinely am. People know that in the past I've advocated openly against gun control and for greater participation of the population in the use of guns. I'd prefer to have more citizens trained and actually packing. I generally tend to think that would somewhat inhibit these types of activities. And I'd also like to point out this. In terms of homicides with guns in the United States, we are not at some sort of like record all-time high or anything like that. In fact, Beto O'Rourke made a statement today, and he said, we can't allow guns to take the lives of 40,000 U.S. citizens. Well, good news, former congressman. Last year, only 15,000 homicides were committed with guns. murders of people. 15,000 homicides was all there were. And if you compare that to car accidents that took lives, there were 40,000 of those. And then if you compare that to the deaths in the hospitals through medical errors, it's like 280,000. I mean, it's like, it's not even really on the radar screen in terms of serious causes of death. Obviously, it's very serious for each family that encounters it. But in terms of a population of 300 million people, 15,000 people, I don't even think that's not even 1%. So you're talking about a very small amount, but there is this impression, because the media gloms onto these stories and doesn't let go, that this is getting out of control in ways that we've never seen it out of control before. And so I'm open to anything that will stop and reduce these. So I'm interested in hearing your ideas. If you have ideas about how to stop these types of acts of violence in the days to come. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Our hearts go out to El Paso tonight. We are, and I know this isn't popular with those on the left, but I'm offering thoughts and prayers. Texas is my home state, and I really care about the folks that are there, and this is really hard for all of us. Anyway, we are all El Paso tonight. Coming right back from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, first met you.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373. We are also streaming live tonight on Periscope, on Twitter, and on YouTube. And you can go and see the television version of the show online through any of those streaming systems. If you're watching on Biz TV tonight, we welcome you in. And also on great radio stations and radio outlets across the country, some 300-plus. Making us the most, by far, syndicated weekend radio broadcast in the country. It doesn't hurt that we have 66 million TV households joining us, so that's always helpful. Anyway, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to make sure that you're up to date on everything that we know about the situation in El Paso. The mass shooting that took place earlier today, it is confirmed that 20 have died. 26 have been hospitalized in addition. They're speculating that he had posted a manifesto online beforehand. If the manifesto, in fact, does belong to him, this individual, whoever wrote the manifesto at least, agreed with the Christchurch shooter that attacked the mosque, and that is, of course, just abhorrent. There's no innocent people that should be dying regardless of your disagreements on anything. I feel strongly about that, and I am always willing to engage the discussion on what do we need to do to see this come to an end. So I'll take your calls, 888-340-3373. Just hear from America tonight. What do you believe needs to be done to see mass shootings come to an end? Now, again, in context, mass shootings last year, or homicides total, which include mass shootings and then, you know, one-off murders and everything else. But homicides committed with a gun last year, about 15,000 total across a country that has a population of 300 million. In terms of auto accidents, there were 40,000 of those that ended up taking the lives of people. Hospital errors and medical errors in hospitals ended up taking the lives of several hundred thousand people. But none of that matters to an individual family, victim, relative, loved one that has lost one, regardless of how, you know, statistically small it is. It doesn't change the fact for that family. It's a disaster, a tragedy, and something that we all need to stand in solidarity with them on. So the presidential candidates, the Democrats, have all taken out tonight and said, you know, when are we going to do something about this? Okay, here you are, blank slate. What do we do? What would you have us do in order to see these things stop? And I'm open to hearing from anyone of any persuasion, of any political side on this issue, to hear what your idea is. Is there something that can be done? 888-340-3373. Phone lines are wide open, and you have to press 1 when you call to get through to the on-air. Is that right, Kylie? Yeah, okay, yeah. You press 1 when you get through to the phone bank. 888-340-3373 if you want to go on air. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Of course, this isn't the only shooting in recent days. There was the shooting in Northern California last week. There was the shooting in Brooklyn a day before that one. You had both coasts talking about their own shooting and the damage that was done in those scenarios. Now, I don't know the details of this mall or of this Walmart where this shooting took place today. So I'm withholding judgment on some things that I have suspicions about. But I am interested in knowing some of the following. I'm interested to know, and I would be very, very interested to know this one, first of all. Is the mall where this took place a declared gun-free zone? So there's something that bothers me about this, and that is if you have 3,000 Texans gathered in one single shopping place, and it's an open carry state. So, generally speaking, you're allowed to carry your gun if you're a licensed gun owner. You're allowed to carry it. Certainly, there are many concealed carry permits that are given in the state of Texas. Now, you try to get one of those in New York or New Jersey, and, you know, best wishes, you probably die of old age before it happens. But in the state of Texas, if you meet the criteria and you're a law-abiding person, that would be one of the things that you would be eligible to do. Number two, I'm interested in knowing if this shooter today acquired his gun legally or if, in fact, it was a stolen weapon, if it was somehow taken from someone else, somewhere else. One of the things that concerns me about is I'm not sure that it's a legal weapon. They're saying that it's AK-47 style. I have not done the research in advance of tonight's show, but I was under the impression that the standard issue AK-47 is illegal in America. Now, if I'm incorrect, please, someone call in and correct me on that. The AK-47s that are fully automatic, I know those are illegal. And I know that the military-style machine guns that would be fully automatic, like an M16, those are not allowed to be owned by private citizens as well. But the point here is that I want to know a couple of things. Is that Walmart a gun-free zone, and do they declare it as such in signs? In other words, do they have signs in the window that say firearms disallowed or not or banned or whatever? It's the former congressional district of Beto O'Rourke. He is very anti-gun in his positions. I don't know. They could have community standards that run kind of counter to the rest of the state of Texas. It would be interesting to know if it was a gun-free zone. The only reason I ask that, and the reason I want to know so badly, is because if it is a gun-free zone, then again, it fits the pattern of what we know about shooters that try to do these types of things. They purposefully pick places where they know people are unarmed. And the fact that 3,000 people were there and no one shot at him after the shooting broke out in Texas, that seems a little odd to me. Even when they had that shooting in San Antonio a little in 2017, there was a guy across the street that saw it going down, got in his truck, chased the guy down and shot him. Like, in Texas, they're proud of their guns. So it's one of those things where you kind of think, well, wait a second, wouldn't it be normal for someone in that area to at least return fire and to try to take him down? So I'm very curious, and I want to find out, and if there's someone listening in the West Texas area tonight that's familiar with the El Paso area, maybe familiar with this particular mall, this particular Walmart, please call us right away, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm also really curious to know if he got his gun legally, because there's something about the model that he may have been using, if it looks like it does in the pictures, it just doesn't seem to be right to me, and I want to know about that. But I'm also taking your calls on any number of other things. What, from your perspective, is necessary for these to come to an end? I would love to know. 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. Got a lot left. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 19 deaths have occurred during a mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. At least 40 people have been injured. This woman was inside when it happened.
I wasn't really paying attention, but I heard doo, doo, doo. And then it went doo, 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 like closer together. So then that's when I thought it was gunshots.
Police say they believe it to be a lone shooter who is in custody. He's a 21-year-old white male who's been identified as Patrick Crucius. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Texans are grieving. He tweets, "We thank first responders for their swift action. We ask God to bind up the wounds of all who have been harmed." James Duggar with the local blood bank says the community needs blood donations right now.
Type O blood is always in demand in these types of situations because it can be transfused to all blood types.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here live from New York. It's Radio Night Live, and we're just doing a little bit of research here in the break. Crime Prevention Research Center. Oh, that's John Lott's site. Yeah. That's a very reputable site. And they're still trying to determine whether or not the El Paso Walmart allowed people to carry inside. The Dillard's portion of the shooting was in a gun-free zone. So Dillard's in the mall, so it's probably interesting here that the mall itself is probably declared gun-free. And this would be, friends, my exact concern, because these things happen exactly this way. When you have a crazy person or an unstable person that has gotten radicalized, maybe they are very convinced that, you know, the alligator living in the swamp is the Antichrist, and they're going to go, you know, explain to the world why they need to know that. Like, you get people that, you know, bark at the moon, and where do they go to commit these types of acts? They don't go to a local gun range in Texas. Why wouldn't they do that? I just don't understand. Why wouldn't you roll up to Uncle Harry's, shotgun range and just try to open fire there? Because you wouldn't last 2 seconds. You might get a round or two off, but you're going down. These people pick sitting sheep. And they pick them in places like schools and churches, and in this instance, a mall, in which at least portions of the victims were in gun-free zones. Now, here's the thing. Walmart may have said you can conceal carry in here, but if the rest of the mall says you can't, the likelihood that someone's going to be in carrying just in Walmart and not being able to go into the rest of the mall, that's highly unlikely. I just find it really suspicious that 3,000 people can be at this mall and no one shoots back at the shooter in Texas. New York City? Totally get it. State of New Jersey, totally get it. Illinois, totally get it. Everything's a gun-free zone, so everybody's a sitting duck all the time. I don't understand how this could have occurred in this way with such kind of impunity to begin the act with 46 victims, unless it was in a gun-free zone. And if it's in a gun-free zone, isn't that more the problem than anything else? That these were sitting ducks that didn't have a chance to defend themselves? Maybe you disagree with me. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We are live on Periscope, Twitter, and YouTube tonight as well. You can just check my Twitter feed for all the links, but we're up. And if you're joining us via the stream, please feel free to jump into the conversation as well. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Des Moines, Iowa, 99.3 FM. Frank is there. Hello, Frank. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hey, Kevin, if I got a chance, I want to get to a quick comment about the impeachment inquiry and Asha Raghava.
Okay.
But I would just say, I think it was this week during it might have been Julio Castro, the presidential candidate, I'm not sure, but somebody mentioned how safe El Paso was this week during a presidential debate. I find this kind of ironic. It's almost like these guys are doing this on purpose to get gun rights taken away. But I think one of the things that can contribute to slowing some of this stuff down, and it would have to be a pact among the media, which is likely not to happen.
Sure.
But if they would stop this wall-to-wall coverage from, it seems like last Sunday, somebody had sent in a personal cell phone video clip, and Fox repeated that clip and looped that thing probably seeming like 2 hours. There was no new news. There was nothing. It was just wall-to-wall coverage, and I think that's exactly what some of these shooters are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if the media, and I know if it bleeds, it leads. I know that old pat, but I think if they could just slow their coverage and slow their roll and stop covering everything that's nothing, I think it would help slow this. But just quickly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Just quickly on the impeachment inquiry, I don't know if you know who Asha Raghava is, but she's like a Yale Harvard professor who gives lectures at of Yale universities. And
okay.
She was on like Chris Cuomo the other night. She said something to the effect, well, we know this is going to be a waste of time. We know the impeachment's not going anywhere. It's not going through the Senate. But maybe Donald Trump will have a Colonel Jessup moment. And for those of you out there, that's a few good men, Jack Nicholson, where Donald Trump is going to spill his guts before the American people and confess all on national TV. So even though this smart college professor knows this isn't going anywhere, it's a waste of time, waste of money, she's going to pin hope against hopes that Donald Trump is going to come clean.
He's going to just self-implode like that, just randomly. Thanks, Frank, for the insight. Very interesting. 888-340-3373. Your calls when we continue.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Line at Lord's Diamonds.
All right.
Live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. And coming up in the second hour, in fact, let's go to the big board here because we've got some stuff that we have not mentioned yet. You see, if you're watching on Biz TV and any one of their many dozen affiliates, 300 cities across the country, 66 million households, you see a whole bunch of droids and robots from movies. You might be asking yourself, why? Because evidently, and you can tell that all of them except C-3PO are white. Although, I guess Eva has a black face, though she is white the rest of the way over. But you got R2, you got BB-8, you got the iRobot guy, you got the whoever the chick is that looks like the iRobot guy, you got C-3PO. And there's this actual story. Do we have the headline? There's an actual story from CNN that said this week, robot racism, yes, a study showing humans' biases extend to robots. So we've got to at some point talk about the racist robots taking over the world. But before that, in the ladies' lounge tonight, Ruthie Kraft is going to join us. And Ruthie is a singer-songwriter. She's also related to a ladies' lounge regular with us. She's the birth sister of Georgie Borman from The Federalist, who joins us. But Ruthie was an American Idol contestant last year, and we're very interested in what she's doing, and we're going to hear some of her music tonight. So we're going to have a little entertainment on the back end of the show, so that'll be kind of fun in the ladies' lounge. And until then, we're taking your calls. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I've made it very simple. Is there anything that you can think of? Is there anything that you would suggest to help eliminate these mass shootings? I was just on the website of one Dr. John Lott, who is the nation's preeminent gun authority. Now, people on the left disagree with that, but I've followed his research for a long time. Ivy League credentialed. He knows his stuff. He has his website is crimeresearch.org, and he has released a statement that is pretty telling. They're trying to figure out if the Walmart itself had a concealed carry requirement attached to it, but the mall that it was in certainly did. In fact, it's operated by a group called Simon Malls, and they have a list of things that they require their malls to go along with. And number three on the list is no weapons. The code of conduct for the mall, thank you for choosing a shopping center as your destination for shopping, great food, entertainment, blah, blah, blah. Wear appropriate clothing. Disruptive behavior is prohibited. No weapons. Now, that in and of itself tells me that at least the vast majority of people there, if they were going to that mall that day, they knew they weren't allowed to carry their weapons. This shooter likely would have known the very same thing. It is just very consistent. I didn't even know this before we signed on tonight, but it is very consistent to see where these guys pick to do these acts. I don't know if the 8chan manifesto and the other stuff, none of that's been confirmed yet. But one thing is certain. He picked a place to go where he knew that he would not be shot back at. And we've got some malls in the area, Nick is telling me, that are Simon Malls, too. Maybe you've got Simon Malls near you. And here's the thing. Part of the requirement in the state of Texas, because it is an open carry state, is if you want to operate a gun-free zone, you have to put signs up that say it. In other words, you can't kick people out of your store if you find that they're carrying a firearm if it wasn't properly displayed. So you have to have signs in windows to be able to enforce a gun-free zone, because otherwise the state of Texas, you're allowed to carry. Now, do you begin to see how this, in this little laboratory of life, this shooter, however motivated he was, whatever motivation he had, decided to very easily just go with picking this place to be able to do it, because why? He didn't think he would be held accountable. He tagged 46 people, killed 20 of them. 26 are struggling for life in hospitals tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you are wanting to get on the show, hit number 1 when you call that number. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But what is one thing that you believe would work in stemming the events of these types of things from happening? Again, the presidential candidates weighed in already, and they're all saying, you know, we've got to pass the laws and doing the this and the that. Maybe that's it. Maybe if we pass, here's the thing, and I still want to know if the gun that this shooter had, if he legally owned it, if he bought it after going through a waiting period, and then used it in complete consistency with all other state requirements on the guns. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm feeling confident now that we know that this took place in a gun-free zone. So problem number one has been established. You can't let people be sitting ducks. When someone comes in with the intent to harm, if people are not defended, people will die. And because it's a gun-free zone, even if Walmart and Dillard's have a security guard, they're likely unarmed. Because in these places, people get really weird about law enforcement or security carrying a gun as well. At the end of the day, if that turns out to be the case, that you had no security that was armed and no citizens who were allowed to be armed, I still say you've got a bigger problem here than just this shooter, because this can happen again and again and again. And as long as you have, as long as the shooters think that wherever they go, they can do this with impunity, I'm going to shoot and no one's going to shoot back at me, they will pick the places where they will not be shot at. That's just 100% true. Because in places where they pull it, and someone does shoot back at them, they end up dying. And attacks are stopped all the time that we never hear about on the news. There's no, what Frank was saying, there's no two-hour endless B-roll of a shooter getting tagged when he came in to kill others. But there is every time a mass shooter tries to kill the public. Kevin McCullough, take your calls. 888-340-337. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We've got a lot yet to get to tonight. The Ladies Lounge, top of the hour, is going to be a lot of fun. Ruthie Kraft's going to be with us, and I look forward to getting to know her a little bit. She has a very personal story of being on the American Idol show last year and how that went. And as a singer-songwriter, what she's into. She also happens to be related to one of our regular contributors to the Ladies Lounge and what it's like to be, I don't know, the sister of a famous pundit. We'll talk with Ruthie Kraft about any and all that. We're talking about the news of the day. We do have a segment slated after Ruthie to deal with the racist robots, but the top story, as the breaking news says for tonight, is the latest from El Paso. 20 dead, 26 injured, and the suspect in custody. I'm still looking for information on whether or not the 21-year-old suspect, in fact, legally purchased his gun. We seem to have solved the problem as to whether or not we've discovered if it was a gun-free zone. It appears that it was. We'll await more information on that. Let's go to line one. Matt is calling us from New Jersey. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Okay, yeah, about this El Paso thing. I could just tell you this. I'll just say a real quick statement and then you can opine on it. I've been a gun owner since I'm 8 years old, okay? My father, it's just from learning purposes. My father made us go with the New Jersey State Game Wardens and take classes in the field and written tests. And they taught us how to handle guns and what guns can do and what it is. I don't understand how somebody can go in and just slaughter people like that. The first time I ever shot a piece of game, I saw what a gun can do to something.
Right.
And my father, his only rule was, do not pull that trigger unless I can't cook it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my mother was against us selling guns at that early age. But We learned from the New Jersey State Game Wardens how to handle guns, what they're for. They're not toys. And I don't know how these kids just willy-nilly start shooting. I don't get it.
Well, Matt, I think that we have to recognize that there's something broken in these people that commit these acts. And I don't think that there's any question that you have to have a piece of your soul. There's something wrong with a piece of your soul if your goal is to go in and to kill as many people as you can. But here's the thing. Even if we ban guns, it's proven throughout history, bad guys still get them. And I've done multiple research projects on this. They get guns even when they're not allowed to have them. And so what is better to have a population that is, not allowed to own guns, then everybody becomes a sitting duck, or to allow law-abiding people to also own them and to be able to defend themselves? It's an ongoing question. I appreciate the call, Matt. Thank you so much for listening. And I appreciate you being.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're going to get an additional